Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. Today, I want to talk to you about what to do when the world rejects your uniqueness. I would like you to understand something. God created you and I to be unique in our own ways. That is what makes the world very interesting. The world will be uninteresting if everybody behaves like you, if everybody thinks like you, if everybody writes like you, if everybody talks like you, and if everybody practices medicine, for instance, like you. It's our uniqueness that brings about the fact that some people now choose to be in neurosurgery, others decide to be in general medicine, whereas others decide that they have no business with medicine. But what they want to do is to play football. We are created unique, we are created distinctly, and we are created differently. Unfortunately, a lot of times, the world rejects the uniqueness we carry. That is to say, they do not accept us, they don't give us a chance, and they don't consider our uniqueness important enough to give it its right place. This has resulted in many people who are supposed to be superstars, not even being stars, let alone being superstars. And the implication is that we'll have people who were created with uniqueness, but they just merged into a crowd without becoming distinct. That is why on this episode of Bridges Step Up, I like to share with you what to do when the world rejects your uniqueness. The first point I want you to understand clearly is this. God created you unique. He designed you specially. God was intentional in his creation in that if he was so careful to ensure he has hair in our nose to trap dust and perhaps small particles of microorganisms. If he was that careful to ensure he has all of these things created in us, then I can tell you categorically, he was also very careful to ensure that he didn't create you when you are of no use. He didn't create you when you are useless, and he didn't create you when you will not be of any use to our world. He didn't create you to do the function of another person. The same way he created the hairs on my nose to trap sound, he created the one on my head for a different purpose. So that is how, even though you are a singer, even though you are a footballer, even though you are a teacher, God created you distinctly to do certain things that other people don't do, to do certain things that other people do not have the capacity to do certain things that other people are not designed and wired to do. That's why it's important to give attention to what God has wired you and designed you to do. You are unique. You are distinct. And it's from that uniqueness that the solution, that the unique product, that the unique services that God has wired you to be able to give to the world comes from. Therefore, when the world rejects uniqueness, what is important you understand is this. They are rejecting you in ignorance. They are rejecting you because they don't know better. They are rejecting you because they are used to the normal. They are used to what everybody does. Sometimes when this thing comes out, it challenges existing protocol, existing products, existing systems, and existing manner of thinking or behavior. The world a lot of times reacts to it. They try to shut you out. They reject you. They challenge you. They ask you, who do you think you are to come up with your uniqueness? Who do you think you are to become distinct? Who do you think you are to choose a different path from the established path through which people become successful? Now, when they reject you in that manner, they are doing it in ignorance. They do not realize that they really need you. They do not realize that you are important in the scheme of things. They do not realize you are important in their life. They do not realize you are important in making their lives better. Therefore, they turn you down. They do not give you a chance to rise. They do not give you a chance to manifest yourself. And that is why I charge you at this point. Do not allow the world to shun you, to obstruct you, to close you, to make you recoil and not give expression to your uniqueness. Now, having understood the fact that the world needs you, the next thing I want you to understand is that you should not allow their rejecting you to kill your uniqueness. You see, a lot of times when they reject you, what happens is that you either give up or you persist in your ways. That is, you persist in your uniqueness until they don't have any option than to give it acceptance and its right place in the scheme of things in the world. Therefore, please, I implore you, when they reject your unique solutions, do not mind them. It's not everybody that will reject it. Some people will be free enough. They will be free-minded enough to allow you to express yourself. When they reject the unique personality you have, Some people will say, what's wrong with this guy? Some will say, let's allow him express himself. Some will find it interesting. To the very few that will find it interesting, that want to buy your product, that want to hire you for your unique services, that want to allow you to express yourself, please be of service to them. Express yourself to their delight. Do it consistently and continuously. Do not ever give up on it. Persist in it until the world do not have any choice than to praise you for your uniqueness. Again, I want to let you know this. God designed you unique. You have to allow that uniqueness express itself. It's in your expressing your uniqueness that the world gets better. It's in your expressing your uniqueness that you come up with solutions that never existed before. You understand what I'm saying? If the world rejects your uniqueness, you are not the first they are rejecting his uniqueness. They have rejected the uniqueness of many people in the past, and yours wouldn't be the first. Our own Ali Baba was not accepted. His father disowned him for 15 years because he said, no, I'm not supposed to be a lawyer, but a comedian. He found out that wired in him is the ability to make people laugh, and he began to develop those things. He began to give it expression. Of course, Ali Baba is a graduate. So he decided to take it very seriously, except that he was disowned and rejected. His own journey to success was torturous. It wasn't easy. It wasn't light. But the important thing is that he got to that point in his life where the world has no option than to reward him handsomely. Ali Baba charges millions of naira to do comedy. And guess what? He's not doing the comedy for 1 year. It's not even for a full day. A few hours in a day, he pockets 1 million naira. Because he refused to allow the world to shut him up. He refused to allow the world to kill the uniqueness he was designed with. Do you understand what I'm saying? Mother Teresa may not be the richest man on the world, but there's something we cannot take away from her. In her little corner, in her little place, in her small place, like she said, she put something, a stone on the water that caused a ripple to the whole world. In her own little way, she was able to take care of some people that are poor. That is how people are uniquely designed in life. You must not be the next neurosurgeon like Ben Carson, but you can be the next person that will transform a whole village. You may not be the next Albert Einstein, but you can be the person that will transform a group of people who are illiterate and make them intelligent. God wired your personality, wired your intelligence, wired a lot of things about you uniquely, so that you'll be able to express that uniqueness as a solution and as a value to your world. The world may not accept it, but do not also reject it yourself. It will be a double jeopardy, like we say in Nigeria, if the world rejects your uniqueness and you yourself reject your uniqueness. I mean, what else do you have to offer? So the point I've made so far today is this. You are designed by God unique for the world. However, out of ignorance, they will reject that uniqueness. When they do not also reject that your uniqueness. Instead, continue to trade it until they don't have any option than to give you your good place and reward you. Do not retire because they rejected your uniqueness. Instead, persist until they don't have any option than to praise you and pay you for your uniqueness. I hope you got my point.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free contents when you visit Brojid.com. That is Brojid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojid World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.